To the beat of the rhythm of the night.
No.
Oh, come on. That was perfect.
Bad Bunny.
Have you guys seen the TikToker? Just does Bad Bunny impressions.
Welcome to the sound you know.
I don't know how to time this one.
Stories flow. Voices clear and moments bright. Tune in now. Your perfect night.
Welcome to a new low.
Is that our new intro? I've been gone for 2 weeks.
Yep, that's the new intro. Lounge version.
You can't spring a new intro. I don't know how to time anything to that.
I don't. Does it mention the show? Does it mention who we are?
Well, let's try.
It doesn't mention that there's four hosts at all, which I don't like.
I was gonna say you can't just change it on it. Everyone's so.
Especially using Alan Iverson.
I feel like you guys didn't even listen.
Definitely listen
one more time.
Definitely heard it.
Welcome to the sound you know, a new low where stories flow. Voices clear and moments bright. Tune in now, your perfect night.
What was that? Was this Bad Bunny? Is this the guy at the halftime show?
Yeah, that is not Bad Bunny. That is not Bad Bunny.
Preview of the halftime show.
I feel like, I mean, you can't switch it up on it. I've gotten so accustomed to the song that, like, I time everything out for it, like it's my jam. Like I know the drop. Like it's like oh, it's like
want,
this is gonna
want
mean
me
nothing
to play the
to
long
you.
Version. Then you
this is like this is not gonna mean anything to you guys. But and I don't watch the show either. But Power in its last
bring
season,
it up
in its
I
last season. Power.
I watched Power for a few seasons.
Oh, okay, in the last season they
produced
the intro
50
that they had.
Interscope Jackson.
They recorded a new version of it instead of, I think it's Joe who does the original. They had like Trey Songz do it, and the people revolted online. And episode 2 of that season, they went back to the old one. They were like, I'm sorry, we tried a new thing. You guys have gotten 5 seasons of this. Didn't want to freak you out. We're sorry. That's how I feel just now, Greg. You just freaked me out.
Yeah, well, that's if they were on streaming, they could, I mean, who would watch the intro anyway?
A lot of people. Oops.
Nobody's actually heard the intro song because nobody's actually listened to the download.
A lot of people
listen to
the intro. All right, so hello. You just heard
hi.
Some effectively behind the scenes.
We start the show. All right, Greg, get the intro.
We do podcasts by nature.
All right, what's going on? I am making a drink. I got the Liqueur 43 because you know it's Liqueur 43 month. I had from Joe's Juice.
Drinks with Joe.
Celebrating our 43rd president, we're using Liqueur 43.
Discombobulated.
He's Scott by Scott, and he's Gregory. So I'm making a Maracuya
to the
Maracuya,
car on my left.
43.
Daniel Kaluuya.
It is no. Two ingredients, passion fruit juice and Liqueur 43. So three parts passion fruit, one part Liqueur 43. You put it in your shaker, then you're gonna shake it up.
Shake it all about.
Scott
do the
hook fruit
poke
and passion fruit.
That's what it's all about. As I'm making this, I have a question. The lady asked me a question that she got from social media right before I came on with
from
you guys.
The socials.
If Let's you can have one of these free for the rest of your life, which one would you take? Let me finish all of Scott. Shouldn't be paying for it. Let me finish all before you give an answer.
That's why I want it free, Joe. Come on.
Flights, food, gas, hotels, concert tickets, shoes, and clothes. That's one. I'm going to shake this. Greg, cover your
ears. That's one. I'll take that. Well, all right, what's the next one?
Shoes and clothes is one together.
Oh. It's like, are you limited? Like, is for, like, you get free room, hotel. Is it a good hotel room? Or is it just a free version? Yeah, it's free, but you're in a one single bed.
Nope. Anything you book is okay. Free.
I'll take that food.
Flights. You only pick food, one, Scott.
Flights. Oh, you said I could pick three.
No, no. When did I say that?
What?
Food, drink.
Did you not say you had to pick three of these?
No.
Run it back.
Which one would you pick? Flights, food, gas, concert tickets, hotels, clothes, and shoes. Clothes, shoes is one together.
I'm gonna say hotels. That's for
hotels.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go hotels too. That's usually the most expensive part of a vacation. Especially if I get a penthouse everywhere I go. I don't have to pay rent. Kuya. You don't have to pay your rent for the rest of your life, Jay. You know
limits?
What that is?
Like, there are limits to the number of nights, you know? It's like, well, shit, dude. No limits. For 2 weeks or a month.
Somewhere. Hotels sweeter. It is. I got way a place sweeter. To stay.
So I went with flights because I considered flights to be the most expensive thing. If I'm going on a vacation, if I'm going out of the country, like I just want to fly
free. It can be, but
if. And then I could be first class. Everywhere I go is first class free.
Yeah, if you're flying to Germany for 2 months and you can have a hotel for 2 months, then it's going
to
be.
Yeah, money.
Scott, this is what I immediately said. I said, I'll take the flights. And then I said, babe, you do the hotel. So boom, we're taken care of.
Yeah, but double occupancy.
I was like, one of us get one.
Not work anymore.
Come on.
Single.
What'd you say?
There's no. I feel like there's cheating, gonna be limits.
Joe. I feel like there's gonna be limits on everything. Yes, it's free.
It might
but
be. I try to loophole.
My coach, or you gotta, you get a single bed.
Speaking of that, I fly free because I'm a Frontier Go Wild member.
Well, that's right. It's a very interesting drink, the Makuya 40.
Oh, yeah, we're in the drink segment.
I don't normally drink passion fruit, so that's, you know, something
Greg
that I'm not
Greg puts the passion
used to.
In
fruit.
But
fruit
that subtle sex. That subtle hint of vanilla on the back end gives it a creamy.
That was my original.
Yeah, yeah, throw some vanilla on that back end.
That's interesting.
Subtle hint of vanilla.
I'm going to give that. It's not
I found
bad.
The name of the show. Subtle hint of vanilla on the back end.
That could be the whole name of the episode.
Yeah, let's shut her down.
This is the first time I'm going to do this, but I'm going to give that a 5.75. It's almost at a 6. I kind of got to get more accustomed to the flavor profile. It's not bad, but it's just not there yet for me.
Is it too sweet?
And of course, there's a little too sweetness, but also then that vanilla on the back. You know what would actually make this drink really good? If it was a
vodka,
what's it called? No, what do you call it when you put the egg white in it? Sour, like whiskey sour, or like so you put the egg white in it and it kind of smooths out the drink, give it more of a foamy top. I think this drink could use a little more richness to it because it's a little too juicy. How do I say if there was a little less juice and maybe
like
an egg white
back
to kind of. Metal it out. That juicy Lucy. But yeah. Interesting drink. Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad, it ain't.
Put it on.
Whoa. Do I only have topics on this last work? No? Nobody?
This is your show, Joe.
I didn't put anything on. I just have, you know.
All right.
We're
just
winging it. We're doing it live.
Let's do it. So, I was listening to a pod the other day. And
we'll
somebody mentioned something.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
To play the long version. somebody said something and I was like, you know what? Similar to quicksand. I feel like the Bermuda Triangle has lost all its bluster. I used to be terrified of the Bermuda Triangle. When I was going on my journey to Europe in 2016, I was like, oh, shit, man. I think I'm going over the Bermuda Triangle.
Did you ask the flight crew if we're heading over yet?
I was like, can we, like, pivot around it? Like, I feel like there's not enough talk about the Bermuda Triangle anymore. You guys, were you guys, did it loom large for you guys as well? Or is this just a me thing?
Oh, yeah. Unsolved mysteries. It was, mystery, man. 90% Bermuda Triangle.
There's like some kind of magnetic force that messes with
the magnetic navigation. Pull,
and then there's aliens doing it. There's aliens under the water, and that's why.
Yep.
There were so many theories.
The Russians. So well,
there's some that seems to be pulling hurricanes towards it this summer and keeping them off the East Coast.
So. I was going to say, the Bermuda Triangle, it's like north of the Bahamas, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Is it near Bermuda?
It's the triangle of Love. Bermuda. Bahamas.
Yeah,
this is the part of the show where you hear us.
This is the AI. Loosely defined 500,000 square mile area in the Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda, Miami, and Puerto Rico.
So I feel like Bermuda is the only thing out there. It's so weird.
Wow,
like,
wow. Bermuda is way out there.
Because you like hear about these hurricanes. North Carolina. These hurricanes that move like north off the coast. It's like, well, aren't there any islands up there it's going to hit? And like, nope. There's got to be islands out there, though, right? So Bermuda's the only thing. It's so weird.
It's still British territory. Bermuda, that is.
Hey, welcome to Bermuda.
It's an archipelago consisting of 181 islands.
I love archipelago.
181 islands.
Mm. It's not that far. It's still south of...
It's like by South Carolina. I mean, it's like parallel to South Carolina or North Carolina.
South of Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, eh?
Speaking of Nova Scotia, what do you guys think about... What's the island there?
Gotta know what you're talking about, buddy.
Prince Edward.
Oh, the Nova Scotia, the island. No.
Scandinavia. That's not the island.
Greenland.
Not Trump's best friend's island. Oak Island. The Curse of Oak Island. Are you guys?
The Curse of Oak Island.
I committed to like 8 seasons of that on History
that
Channel.
That TV show.
Still didn't find anything yet.
I feel like that was peak. We have nothing really TV programming, so let's just wing it and like lie for years and years and years.
It's like Bigfoot, but
yeah,
Bigfoot. Borehole 7 of plot 8.
Davy Jones' locker
was found.
Like,
could it be
treasure of Blackbeard and stuff like that?
Speaking of, they just found some gold treasure off the coast of Florida.
Doubloons?
Yep. Like $1 million.
In the Bermuda Triangle?
In the Bermuda Triangle? Yeah, I was curious. Because I was like, especially as somebody growing up in Florida, the Bermuda Triangle always felt like a looming... A looming disaster waiting to happen just off the coast. So that was the other thing. Apparently, I mean, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Or are you?
So,
has Joe been replaced? Find out after the break.
But yeah, so.
We might be in hell right now, so. I mean, we are doing this podcast together, so.
I mean.
good chance we're not in heaven.
The government is on a shutdown, so I mean, we could be in hell right now.
Yo, thank God they shut down. Jesus Christ, we needed them to shut down for another 3 years.
Yeah, it's a little sweeter. Well, I mean, people are not getting paid. It's not good.
Oh, when? TSA's not getting paid.
I'd like to
They're essential.
It's other people. They're like,
oh, now we have essential workers?
We had last time, too.
Oh, we're going to grocery store.
Scott just going full board. Everybody just trying to walk him off the ledge.
But about Bermuda Triangle, I haven't really heard anything about it in years, you know. So
that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's just like
they avoid it now, or it's not a thing anymore. It's like, I would go there.
I think people are too worried about falling off the flat earth.
I would go there. That's a very bold statement, Greg.
Would not.
Oh, I thought you said I would go there. I'm like, I don't know.
No.
You take it. I'm still not taking it to Kansas.
Kansas?
Yeah, if you're going like from Puerto Rico to New York, like you got to fly over the Bermuda Triangle.
No, they fly over Cuba and then Florida.
You think that they're making this route around?
They are.
Stay along the coast.
I feel like
except for Spirit and Frontier fly straight through there.
No. They actually have a bad.
They're just hoping something happens.
It's in the Bermuda Triangle. They have an outpost in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle.
Why do you think it's called Spirit?
Turks and Caicos is inside the Bermuda Triangle.
Uh-oh, that explains a lot.
Oh, see, I did not know that. That's interesting.
I did not know that either.
You guys do not know anything about... Is it, though?
I knew the
it's
Bahamas
on the edge of it. It's on the edge, Joe.
I mean, it's kind of in there, though. From the map I'm looking at
right now,
depends
on how
we draw
the line.
The Bahamas is damn near consumed by the Bermuda Triangle.
No, it's on the edge. You need to be, like, deep in it.
What are you looking at, Scott?
I know that Bermuda is big in the insurance business because they have...
Well, they got the triangle.
So. Their regulations are different and they're favorable tax environment. So a lot of insurance companies...
So are your policies for horses?
I was going to say, do you know this from being an insurance
company? Well, not necessarily. Yeah, but not our company in general, but we probably do have offices there. I know at one point, one company I worked for, their... I feel like they were based, or at least had one main office in Bermuda.
Wow. I wonder who got that assignment.
It's a thing. But I don't know.
Remember when they used to open stuff up in Tombs live on ABC?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Remember when they opened Capone's Vault?
That was all, what's his name? Geraldo Rivera.
Stopanopoulos? No, yeah, Geraldo Rivera.
Stopanopoulos?
Stopanopoulos.
I confuse George Stopanopoulos and
add that to the title of Stopanopoulos.
Stopanopoulos.
Stopanopoulos is Geraldo Rivera without the mustache, basically, in my mind.
Stopanopoulos.
Stopanopoulos.
Without the mustache and the glasses.
The mustache.
Mustache.
Mustache. George Stopanopoulos.
Stashinopolis.
Exactly. Autobot said, I swear the Bermuda Triangle was on like 10 episodes of Unsolved Mysteries back in the day.
Autobots.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Unite. That's what I'm saying, man.
What were the other good Unsolved Mysteries back in the day?
I feel like it just lost its luster. Other good Unsolved Mysteries? I don't know. I don't remember. My memory is not that good.
I used to watch Hulk. The Amelia Earhart. That was on 7 episodes.
Oh, man.
Oh, what the was I guy just who listening to? The guy who jumped out of the UFOs, plane. Yeah. The bank robber.
Yeah.
The bank robber that jumped out of the plane.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Start
with B.
Bank
robber.
Barry.
There was an actor who had kind of a similar name, and I always thought he was related.
D.B. Cooper.
Oh, yeah. D.B. Cooper.
Never heard of D.B. Cooper, Joe?
Did he jump, like, in the middle of, like, Seattle, Washington or something? Am I remember that correctly?
Not be involved.
Yeah, I think it's on the coast somewhere. I don't know.
Is it the West Coast? I think it's, like, northern West Coast.
Cocaine.
Crazy.
Bear. That was a good one.
Cocaine Bear. Hell of a drug.
Jumped somewhere between Seattle...
Boom.
In Reno, Nevada.
Whoa, that's a lot of area.
It was going to Portland.
I wonder if he survived.
From Portland to Seattle.
Okay. Wait, if he was going to Portland to Seattle, how did...
He hijacked the plane. Oh, okay.
It took off towards Mexico City.
Did you guys know that planes being hijacked pre-9/11 was like a regular occurrence?
On TV it was.
Not even in real life. Like, it was a regular occurrence, but it never was
get
like
off my plane.
A terrorist attack until it was a terrorist attack. It was more so just like somebody would just hijack a plane and the airline just lost that plane. Somebody would just steal a plane.
That one guy who stole one and then did like somersaults and then finally crashed.
I don't know that one.
There's good audio of that. He's just having a good old time.
Wee. What were you about to say, Greg?
I mentioned Cocaine Bear. That I was visiting our friends, one of their cabin in Blairsville. They rent it out Airbnb, but from there they have a lot of. You can see different mountains from there, and one of them they see right there. That's the mountain where they crashed the plane that the movie Cocaine Bear was based on, or not crashed the plane, but dropped the drugs that the
cocaine.
The cocaine that the bears got into. So it's just a hill there.
Where was it? I don't know where that movie takes place.
It was like on the border of Georgia and North Carolina, I think.
In the woods.
Oh. Okay, Rich, if you could you start a left-hand turn, and we'll take you down to the southeast, please?
He was talking to aircraft control?
This is probably like jail time for life, huh? I would hope it is for a guy like me.
Well, Rich, we're not going to worry or think about that, but could you start a left-hand turn, please? 400 apparently is the grounds crewman with Horizon, I guess. And, right now he's just flying around, and he just needs some help controlling his aircraft.
Very good. Now, I don't need that much help. I played some video games before. I would like to figure out how to get this cabin altitude. Like, I know where the box is. I would like to get
when is this from, Scotty?
Make it pressurized or something, so I'm not so lightheaded. Mm-hmm.
6-7 years ago.
Damn it, Andrew!
Wow.
People's lives are at stake here.
Now, Rich, don't say stuff like that.
Nah, the best part is, I don't want to hear no one.
Is it an empty plane?
You whisper sweet nothings into my ear.
Not concentrate so much on flying an airplane.
Hey, you think if I land this successfully, Alaska will give me a job as a pilot?
You know, I think they would give you a job doing anything if you could pull this off.
Yeah, right. Hey, I want the coordinates of that orca with the, you know, the mama orca with the baby. I want to go see that guy. I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy. Got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
Dude, hijack the plane? Yeah. That's...
Hey,
that
guy,
was the come to Jesus moment?
A backflip, you think? I'm going to land it. In a safe...
He's just doing donuts in the air?
I think I'm going to do a barrel roll. And if that goes good, I'll just go nose down and call it a night.
He did attempt a barrel roll, and he did, in fact, go down.
Wait, did he land?
Backflip back? No, I mean, yeah, he defined land.
Oh, okay, he didn't make it.
He didn't make it, unfortunately. But he sounded pretty normal.
Sounded happy as hell.
You said a bad
very cognizant, not out of it, obviously.
Cracked.
That's ridiculous.
We've all been there. If we had a plane in front of us, we might just take off.
No,
we
haven't.
You've never had a plane sitting in front of you with the keys in it.
I've never wanted to be at a plane console control. I was watching Nathan Fillion's The Rehearsal this season.
Nathan Fillion gave
me the heebie-jeezies. Is it
Nathan Fillion?
Nathan Fillion is the actor from Firefly.
Damn.
And
Nathan Fillion and Stoppelopoulos.
So who am I thinking of? Nathan
Fielder.
Nathan for you, Fielder. Damn it!
Yes.
As I was getting ready to say, I was like, I always get these two fucking confused. Let me hope
Nathan
I get
Fillion
it
right. Was the guy with the bad haircut and
yeah,
Superman.
And Superman. Yeah, I know who he is. I know who he is. But yeah, Nathan, for you. When I was watching Same rehearsal Nathan. This season, it was all about airplane travel and, you know, making the airplane safer and whatnot. And that gave me the heebie-jeebies, like just watching him learn how to fly and everything. I was like, this doesn't feel like a good idea. So, yeah.
Nope.
So, yeah, Scott, no, I've never had the impulse to hijack a plane.
You just take it for a bit of a joyride.
Let me send that to the federal government so they know not to come after me. I will never hijack a plane. Let me not say that enough for Greg to clip it and make an AI version of me saying the opposite.
We're on a list now.
Don't need.
Yeah, I think so.
Say whatever
you want. I think we're on a list because you just said you guys never get the urge when you see the keys in the plane. I think that got us on the list.
No. That would be funny if all of a sudden I was on notify list because I said something on Twitch to two people.
Five guys.
Burgers and fries.
Speaking of planes, let's take a plane down under.
It's the plane.
Hey guys, it's Kenneth here, and I'm back with another question. This week, Annabelle, my daughter, he's almost 12 years old, has gone to the Australian Girl Guides Jamboree in another state. Anyway, 1,400 girls going there. And looks like a fun time. Anyway, we gave her some spending money. It wasn't necessary, but we thought, you know, buy something sort of, buy some memorable stuff. Maybe some badges, fridge magnets, stuff like that. In the past, she's gone crazy at gift shops and just blown all her cash. Anyway, I gave her $70, which also included some money for on the way home where she might want to get some food at a gas station. We call them service stations in Australia because you get service. Anyway, I looked on the app yesterday for the banking, and yep, she went to SeaWorld yesterday, and she had a bit over $70 there, and she spent $69 and a bit of change, most likely on junk. Anyway, my question to you guys is, whenever as a kid, you know, 12 years old, were you given a bit of money and told, don't waste it or don't buy silly things, and you've just gone, you idiot, I'm going to spend it all. Anyway, over you guys. End of my question.
I always spin it.
Do the whales just fall out of the tanks over there?
Yep. Because the world's upside down?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to figure out what you
mean. What is it? Anyway. The tanks swirl the other way. The Shamu tank. Have you guys bought something you shouldn't with your money?
I'll let you guys go first.
Yeah, I was buy frivolous stuff. That's what you use it for. It's like
buy cap guns toys, mostly.
Like, yep, a lot of cap guns. Stuff you
rubber band guns.
Yep.
Football
guns. I feel like
super soaker
guns
on a trip. No, I feel like that's where my
What do you buy on a trip?
Little souvenirs. The first time I had cotton candy,
yeah, like
I went to souvenir. We went to SeaWorld.
Light up Mickey Mouse.
Binoculars.
Yeah, little binoculars or something.
Oh my god! Nothing was better than a kid than buying binoculars than using them and realizing they suck.
I got one more.
$12.
I got one better.
They were
than
just
binoculars.
Clear plastic.
Yeah, it's just
get
glasses.
A set of, if you get a set of walkie talkies. Instead of
walkie-talkies,
Joe.
Walkie-talkies were fantastic.
Walkie-talkie, you get, hey, what's going on, buddy? What's going on again?
Imagine talking to someone on the other side of the house. That's just crazy.
Wirelessly? You're inside, they're outside.
Wirelessly communicating?
Yep.
It's insane. Oh. It was mind-blowing.
Chirp your buddy before Nextel?
Ooh, before the Boost Mobile?
Yep.
That was the poor band's version of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how Boost got its start, didn't it?
Yeah. And it's still, it's outlasted Nextel. Crazy.
Hmm.
Nextel got bought out.
Crazy. Joe, what'd you buy?
Where you at? Like I said, I went to SeaWorld on a field trip one year, and got caught in candy orca for the first time.
That mother orca with her baby that the guy was looking for. In the plane.
I did see him, actually. What was I going to say? I bought a crystal penguin as a gift to my mother. I still have to this day, but it's been misplaced. I don't know where it is.
Still have it to this day, but somewhere.
I still have it to this day. It's in this apartment somewhere. I was like, Ariel had
still have it. No idea.
When she put up the decorations for fall, she had put it away, and then she put up the decorations for Christmas.
It's Ariel's fault.
When the regular house decorations were going back up after the holidays, she can't find it. And it's like, well, it's here. It didn't get up and leave the house.
Do you remove regular decorations and add holiday decorations, or do you just add holiday decorations to your current decor?
I don't do any of this. The lady does all of that. I would remove. Just have it normal. All
and you don't around. Bring the same stuff back after the holidays. You get new stuff to put in.
Apparently, that's what I've been told. New things every holiday.
Yeah, we'll put this back out next, and then you never see it, and you got new stuff out there.
Yeah.
So that's how you And then it's like,
wait, how do we get a new thing here? It's very confusing.
You buy it on clearance. That's what you do.
So.
And then you forget about it, and you have new stuff. That's half price.
And at the end of the season, you get stuff for next season, and then you end up getting stuff for that season.
But yeah, I think, and then
next thing you know, you have 12 trees.
So from then on, I tried to always get like a souvenir or something from every trip. I would never waste it on like food. Food you can get, food like Mickey D's on the way back home. Back when a dollar menu meant something as a kid for me and you guys. Just
light. When I was a kid, they didn't have a dollar menu. Stuff just cost less than a dollar. It had quite.
Craig's Day, that was naturally how it menu. Was. That was going to the steakhouse, getting something from the dollar menu. Did I tell you guys about my Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's. No. Did we not talk about your Buc-ee's experience?
My Boosie's on the road trip. Where we started collecting magnets from each Boosie's we went to.
Nice.
So then we started going out of the way to Buc-ee's just to collect magnets. And we have I think we have 6 or 7.
Wow. How many states?
Maybe 8.
Were they all in the same state? And you just went
mostly to Texas.
Oh, okay.
Well, Buc-ee's has a new, they have different t-shirts designs for each holiday and for each, special ones. Like,
so but I was thinking if he was getting like Kendra Buc-ee's like magnets or like
t-shirts. State I have a few.
/ city magnets.
It's the they have the yellow magnets that look like the sign outside that has like the location name on it.
Oh. I didn't know because I didn't stand there long. I pissed. I felt overwhelmed. Then I went back to the car to watch tennis.
It was a daily stop on our Joseph.
It was French Ariel. Open. Roland Garros is an amazing, amazing match between Sinner and Alcaraz. No, Sinner was
Alcaraz.
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 I'll pass a Buc-ee's on Friday. But I don't think I'm going to stop because it's just going to be me and the dog.
No, you got to stop. Where are you going? Sandwich.
Driving to Wisconsin.
You can be a burrito. Brisket burrito is fantastic.
Okay. I mean,
she's flying to go to an event Friday evening. Okay. And then I'm going to try partway. About the yogurt shop? Night. No.
Okay, so not mention that.
You can mention it now because they had a press release this week. They know they found the killer.
Oh!
They didn't find a killer. I don't know the details, but...
He might be dead at this
they
point.
They matched the person. Ago. Yeah, it's a serial killer that is dead. They found some bullets, bullet casings and outside and a
match. Now they got to make a bonus serial episode. Killer.
Yep.
Is that the one where Kendra was... I don't know the exact
details, but...
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. On HBO Max, I believe.
So apparently there was a development, and the family didn't like that it got released, that it got leaked. But
the family of the killer?
No, of the girls.
Oh, I was going to say tough titties. Like, when are they going to find this guy?
They're trying to milk a Netflix series for
I don't know.
4 seasons?
I don't know the details. Don't know the details.
Wait, so the family of the women are mad that the identity of the man has been revealed? Sorry, I don't know. I know nothing.
I think because it's ongoing that it's still. What's up? I don't know. I don't know that detail.
Kendra.
The family is mad because a suspect has been identified. What world do we live in? I'm so confused.
Where are
they
we
use
at?
DNA
society?
And ballistics to identify the likely killer.
Likely? Oh, there's
a
still
serial
some
killer, a rapist.
Oh damn, a rapist.
I don't gotta repeat the word.
Sorry,
I'm gonna get pulled off Twitch.
A man with a pistol.
Hijacking our words.
I know, right? We are here for. Jesus Christ.
They're going to bend us over and smack us for this.
Scott.
We'll probably stop on the way back from Wisconsin because Kendra will be with me on the way back, so we can go to the Bucky's.
No.
So what's the event she's doing?
Brisket burrito.
It's Jared's father is getting some kind of award from his school that he coached and taught at for years and years and years. It's an honor that they're bestowing on him. And there's going to be an event and then the football game, the high school football game that night. So.
Nice.
Have you guys ever been bestowed?
Never been bestowed. I'm waiting for some bestowing, and I've yet to be bestowed.
You ever thought about being a bestowaway on an airplane?
I thought you were going to go train there because we then cover all the bases.
Somebody stowed away this past week and died. I think they always go in the landing gear, and then they don't realize the landing gear is going to come up into that compartment.
Yeah. They don't realize
in a landing gear.
It's negative 20 degrees inside there when you're at 7,000 feet.
Altitude, yeah.
20,000, 400,000 feet. I don't know how skies work.
35.
I slept 40, in the landing gear.
You slept in the landing gear before?
Yeah.
That's how I got to the States.
No. Whoa. Don't appreciate that one.
You have been bestowed.
No. We talked about this. The hotel I stayed at in Sweden was like a retrofitted plane, and my room was in the landing gear of that retrofitted plane.
You must not have had that deal where you get free hotels for the rest of your life.
No, I did not have the free hotel deal.
What's the cheapest you got?
What's the smallest compartment? We can fit three.
I was like, I
want to
stay there.
Three moderately sized people.
And then I was like, I wanna stay there, but I didn't want to splurge there. So, I mean, that whole trip, I didn't want to splurge. I stayed on somebody's couch in Brussels. Like, it was an Airbnb. He had his room. A couple was staying in the other room, and I slept on the couch. I was there for like 2 days.
Yeah, I'd rather sleep in a wheel well too.
So, they retrofitted it. It's like a whole. I'll post it again. Pretty sure I've done this.
You're before. Laying on a piece of metal. You got your head resting on the wheel.
No, there was a bed. It was cool though. Fun little.
Hopefully, no one jacked the plane
while
you're sleeping.
Hydraulic fluid dripping on your pillow.
Speaking of planes, by the way, I was listening to the Dan Le Batard show, and something was said, and I was like, wait, have I been doing this wrong? And I was like, let me ask the fellas. So they were talking about people being on the plane, having your seatbelt on, and do you take your seatbelt off when the light goes off? I, unless I'm getting up to go to the bathroom, I'm never taking my seatbelt off.
Yeah, I don't.
I was
like,
the only time
it.
I have was on a transatlantic flight, the time when I went to Europe, like that's a long ass flight. So I was like, let me fucking take the seatbelt off. But if I'm just going inside the continental United States, I have never taken my seatbelt off.
Yeah, I'll take it off. If I get up, go to the bathroom, when I come back, I probably won't put it back on just because I don't think about it until we land. But I don't usually take my seatbelt off in the first place.
Yeah, no reason. But
yeah,
to take
they're
it
like,
off.
Oh, where, we'll take
where
it
are you
off.
Going? Where are you going? What are you? Are you?
Yeah,
are you
I'm
tightening
like,
it so it feels good. Taking it off, you make that as loose.
No,
as
No, because I
can
make
be.
It's loose as. Yeah, it's super loose anyway. Yeah. Some of them at one point in my life were a lot tighter than they are now. But
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But
get that extender, baby.
Loosen them. You know, just so it.
Yeah, I was like, why am I taking it off? Like, what? It makes no sense to me.
And yeah, people that push back so hard against car, what was it, even Levitard was like, I didn't wear a seatbelt until like 2020 or 2000.
Yeah, right? No, it wasn't that great. It was like 2004 or something.
Four or something, yeah.
You mean 20 years ago?
Yeah. I remember, it's funny, like the evolution of the seatbelt in a way, because I remember before it was like law in Florida. And then it became law.
DeSantis.
Everybody would put it on, but then like the part that goes over your chest, you'd like throw that behind your back, so you just had it over your waist. And then eventually it was like, what are we doing this for? Like, we think we're cool or something? Like, let's be safe. Let's
trying to get decapitated from the waist?
Exactly. So.
Yeah, that's what happens. Lap belts only.
I think I might have seen like one of those Final Destinations, and I was like, you know what? Let me just lock in.
You guys ever put up your feet on the dashboard when you're in the passenger?
A lot, yeah.
You mean like both of them? Like, I'll cross my legs sometime and the foot will kind of rest up, but I don't. Like, you see people all feet on top. No, I don't do that. Put them out the window.
Damn it.
Nope. I'm too tall to do any of that stuff anyway.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. Sometimes you just curl up underneath the glove compartment.
It's not just like a little animal. Just gonna curl up.
I was just crawling
when we were
into
kids,
the box.
When we were kids, like my sister would get the seat and I would get the floorboards. Not that we had to. That's just what we chose, you know. Like
you get the floorboard.
You can have the whole seat. I'll just lay across the floorboard, like in the back seat where you know when we were on road
the back
trips.
Seat.
Yeah. Road trips, you know, instead of splitting it down the middle, you have your seat like.
Was it flat?
No, I mean there was the hump.
Okay, I was about to say, isn't there like a hump? Okay.
There isn't now, but there used to be a hump in all cars. But you deal with it.
Is there not now? I guess there isn't now. No, it's still a hump in my car. My car is 2011 though. It's a little hump.
But bigger cars, there's no hump.
Yeah, I guess like
sedans. You might get a hump there.
Yeah, you're gonna get a hump in a sedan.
You get the center console hump.
Nice little four-door.
But
looking at cars.
Four-door.
It's a Hodor joke from Game of Thrones.
Oh, I was in. Did not
hold the door.
Dan Lemitard joke.
Hold door. I thought you were gonna. So when you brought up the show, I thought you were gonna mention, and I'll ask this question. Do you feel less safe if your pilot comes on the radio and has a lisp?
That was so ridiculous. Slightly racist because black people tend to have lisps more. I don't care. I'd be fine never hearing my pilot. I didn't understand that at all. I think the funnier question is. Funny. Would you prefer a blind pilot or a deaf pilot?
Or a
pilot?
Deaf, yeah. I'll probably say blind. I mean deaf, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I think deaf. I was with the deaf.
Oh, I'm good deaf.
There's been part of my algorithm on the TikToks has been parents telling their
Joe.
Kids they have to make a video. Like they, if they make a video...
Sign.
They're in a contest if they do a video with their kids are blind. So they tell their kids they have to act like they're blind, and they make a video watching children try to be blind.
Act blind.
Look, act blind. It's very, most of them open their eyes really big.
Yeah.
They just stare. That's pretty
funny. I don't even walk into walls.
That's pretty,
I feel like that's a kid's like first thought, like, oh, let me do something.
Rotate the head.
Scott, that's pretty good. Why is that a thing? I don't understand. Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. I was say Ray Charles and Stevie both did it. I'm like, I don't understand what that is.
Oh, he's going home with it. Got him.
Just feeling the groove, feeling the vibe in the air.
Yeah, got him. So.
And they may not even realize they're visually doing anything, you know, that people can see.
They have to realize. I mean, after a while, probably, maybe. Yeah, I
it
guess
might
maybe
be
after
how
a
they
while.
Get the rhythm. It's part of the rhythm of the playing the piano.
Very interesting. Very
boom,
interesting.
Boom, boom, boom. I don't know.
What the heck? Well, if you guys are watching anything lately,
why don't we do a really quick movie score?
Oh, the Yankees won.
Headphone Joe.
Welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
Alrighty, I've seen a couple movies since I saw you guys last. I seen the big movie that's in theaters, sweeping the nation. Everyone's talking about it. One battle after another.
I want to say that the one.
New Paul Thomas Anderson film. Paul Thomas Anderson
PTA.
Has done films like There Will Be Blood and Punch Drunk Love, Inherent Vice, which sucked. Magnolia, Phantom Thread, Licorice Pizza, The Master. So yeah, this is starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Case Infinity, Benicio Del Toro, Tiana Taylor, Regina Hall. Shout out to Wood Harris, who snuck in there. Tony Goldwyn, also in there. This movie was great. This movie was fucking fantastic. I am happy this movie exists. At a time like this, this movie is very of the moment. It is the director answering the call to make something meaningful and present. This is his first movie that takes place in present day. And yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to spoil anything or give anything away. But it's a master making magic. Like, PTA just in his bag. The same humor's there, but there's a driving tension that just makes the movie palpable. Makes the movie visceral. And the live commentary on what's happening in America right now, and also dovetailing with his relationship with his family, because I always forget until somebody says it. He's married to Maya Rudolph.
Who?
Maya Rudolph from SNL.
I don't believe it.
Her. Yeah. Yep. It's very weird. So yeah, fantastic movie, great movie. Go check it out. After Greg sees it, then we know we can open it up. Plus, it just came out, so
what about when
anything.
I see it?
I very, very much want to see it.
Scott, if you see this, I will send you $5. If you see it and watch it from beginning to end and don't fall asleep, I will give you the money for your ticket.
That'll pay for the service fee, the $5 fee. Buy a ticket online.
That'll pay for the service fee? Oh, for the buying ticket, yeah. no, I said, if you watch it, don't fall asleep. I'll pay for your ticket, your whole ticket, service fee included. $30 because you live in LA. I'm guessing, I don't know. You'd have to send me a screenshot.
Look at him, Showtime, what you say.
But, yeah, so saw that. I'm trying to remember. Did I see The History of Sound?
1849.
Did I watch that after we recorded last week? Because we recorded on Tuesday. I think I saw that on Wednesday. Yes, that's how that shook out. So I watched The History of Sound. This is a Paul Mescal-led film. also starring Josh O'Connor from Challengers. Directed by somebody I don't know. Josh O'Connor. This movie sucked ass. Holy fuck, this movie sucked ass. It was very boring.
Wait, which movie is this?
This is The History of Sound.
It sounds boring.
It's like Brokeback Mountain, but not as good. Like, these two dudes meet because they're good at music. The History of Sound?
Whoa.
I thought it was good. I thought it was going to be somewhat good. Paul Mescal is a big name, you know, a lot of noise around him. And I was like, let me check it out. If I don't check it out today, I'm probably not going to have a chance to see it. And it was the only thing I could see that Wednesday that I hadn't seen already. I went in. Didn't really know. I thought it was going to be about, I thought it was going to be Brokeback Mountain plus, like, they invent
that's why I thought it'd be
like radio or gadget or something that like has significance, but it was not that. It was two guys who met. One guy then goes to World War One, comes back, the Great War, and then they go like on a journey through America, recording folk songs on
each other
on wax back. To play like to play on that'll play on gramophones, and then basically like star-crossed lovers. They don't, you know, it's not going to work out. One stays in America, the other one goes on to, because one is like a good piano player and the other one's a really good singer. So the singer, who's played by Paul Mescal, goes off to Europe and becomes like he's in like this famous choir in Italy. Then he leaves that to go be a conductor in London. And then like his family, there's a lot of his family stuff. Like his dad dies at some point. His mom dies. He moves back home to take over his home, his childhood home, which is like in the middle of Kentucky. Then he decides to go find his buddy because they haven't corresponded in like 6 years or something. Goes to see him and he's dead. His buddy's died in like six years, gay. Basically he's after dead. He saw him. After the last time they saw each other, but his buddy was married.
Big spoiler alert.
His buddy was married and he didn't know he was married. So then he goes to talk to the wife to see if she has the recordings that they took, backpacking across America, and she doesn't know anything about it. And then we basically do like a fast forward to what 60 years later when this man's in his 80s, and then somebody sees him on a TV interview and sends him the gramophone, and there's a gramophone with a special message from Josh O'Connor, who's dead now, and that's the end of the movie. It was so boring. I saw this at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and fell asleep like 3 times.
Oh,
it was
so boring. Oh, my God. Imagine falling asleep.
It was so boring.
Crazy.
So, yeah. History of Sound.
I watched something.
One battle or another. Go check it out. What'd you see, Scotty?
I watched an episode of Duster on HBO.
Oh, really?
Have you guys watched Duster yet?
I have not, but when it was coming out, I was like, I think I want to watch that, but I don't know if I'm going to watch, and I never got to it.
It is okay. It's been canceled. So I think
it was produced by J.J. Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
It got canceled? Dang.
With Josh Holloway.
Yeah, I just Googled it now, and it's like, it's been canceled. I'm like, oh, I guess I won't commit to that show.
No, I just started rewatching Mad Men.
Oh, it's still on my DVR.
Love a good Mad Men. Task also. Task? I don't love it as much as I did. Still a good show, but it's not going to be one of those great miniseries. There's a lot of issues for me, mainly kind of the intrigue is they kind of just serve you up on a platter, like all the questions you have. It's like, oh, who's the mole for the, and it's like, here you go, that's this mole. It's like, oh, okay. Well, what's he gonna do with it? Well, here it is. This is gonna happen here. It's like, oh well, all right. Well, didn't need to ask that many questions, I guess. Now there's one last remaining question, like who's the final mole? Because there's multiple moles, and that mole's actually working both sides. So that is a big question still out there. But there are things that you thought were gonna be a little slow played, and it really wasn't. Really wasn't.
Mole.
Cool. Well, the only thing I was going to say in this segment is I watched K-Pop Demon Hunter for the third time because again. I talked Kendra into watching it.
She did.
And even though, you know, I don't think she would be interested in Demon Hunters as a concept, I said, well, I think you might enjoy the music on this. And it's actually a pretty good story and movie. And she did. I think she enjoyed it. We just watched it, you know, a couple hours ago, so I didn't get a full.
Well, I was going to say, did she listen to the podcast?
Didn't get a full, account of recap what she thought review. Of it, but she said that was fun, enjoyed it. And the music. She really loved the credits when they were showing the lady singing and rapping and while recording the songs. So that was, she said it was her favorite part. So I don't know what that means. I suppose, you know, as far as the actual animated part goes, which.
Yeah.
But.
I did rewatch Sinners again because we just did an episode for Sinners on Who Does a Pod. And I watched the first three episodes of English Teacher, which they dropped the entire season on Hulu. Abby comes back today. And yeah.
Right on. Let's get to what we all really care about.
Get it off in time on 4th and 10 to the sideline.
So let's recap our picks from last week. Joe had the Jags +2.5, and I was like, nah, they're going across the country. They don't usually do well. But Joe won that. Jags +2.5. I picked the Commanders -1.5. Just thinking, you know, I don't know what I was thinking, but tough. Did not work out. Rams -3.5.
I think you didn't know that Jaden Daniels still wasn't playing.
Oh, I knew.
Oh.
I still thought that the who were they playing? The Panthers, right?
No, they were playing Falcons. No,
who were they playing? Falcons. Oh, because the Falcons looked so horrible against the Panthers.
Yeah.
And then the Falcons looked like a good team randomly. And the Rams, we picked as a group, we picked the Rams -3.5, and that one worked out. So we went 2-1 as a podcast last week. Good job. So what this week, what are you guys thinking?
It's a good question.
That's a great question.
Good question.
Can we do a mandatory?
A lot of buys. We talked about that.
Yeah, buys have started before. This week. It's a good point.
Our group that one would have been a good Thursday. Game.
No
the
Purdy.
Rams are up to 8. Yeah, Rams are up to 8.5.
Purdy's out again.
Favorite because Purdy's out.
Purdy, Pearsall, and Jennings. Their entire Jawan passing game.
Also out. So
I mean, we're taking
that's
the
a big
and Kittle
number.
Is still out, and Brandon Ayuk is still out. So it's like
it's
Jesus
a big
Christ.
And yeah. That's a big number, but I think I think if we want to do that as the...
Yeah, I think the Rams definitely cover that.
Yeah, we can do that as their...
Rams it is! Rams!
I think I want to go... This is going to be crazy. Man. This is going to be bad, but I don't think they cover this
Broncos?
Number. Maybe I'm wrong. No. Raiders +6.5.
Oh, you're gonna take my team.
You keep thinking Indy's gonna.
Indy's that's a gonna, big number, 6.5 for Indy. I mean,
but Vegas is god awful. Vegas, but they got a running back.
They had a good game last week, you know.
Yep.
Vegas, I think, is only taking one.
I'll give you that.
Chargers kicked them in the mouth.
I don't think that's an awful pick. Raiders +6.5.
But the Colts have been in. They blew out the Titans. But a close game with the Broncos. It blew out the Dolphins, who should have lost
the Broncos. You know,
7-point game with the Rams. Man, I don't know if I like that pick that much. Now I'm bringing mine. You know what? I'm taking it back. Give me Giants plus 1.5.
Giants plus 1.5.
We got dart.
Give me the Scatterboom, the white backfield.
0-5.
Got
Spencer
us.
Rattler has not
new
won a game.
Starting quarterback in Cleveland.
Yep, Dylan Gabriel has
going across the pond. Dylan Gabriel getting the start. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Yeah.
Minnesota has been there for, I would think, many Minnesota would kind of be acclimated, but
yeah, they did this last year too.
Yeah, I feel like they did too. What's that one? From Minnesota -3.5.
Take Carson Wentz. Under
Carson Wentz. Anytime they go, Myles Garrett is on the other side.
Yeah, so Cleveland +3.5. You're saying?
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it. I feel like Carson might get snapped in half.
Well, oh, damn, so these are such big numbers. The ones I'm confident in, you know, if I were doing money line, this big numbers. Like the way Cincinnati looked Monday night, I don't think Detroit would have any issue with them. But 10.5 is a big number.
10.5 is a big number. But Detroit has been looking like a team that might put 10.5 on somebody, especially how bad that Bengals defense is.
Yeah, but I think I'm gonna take Seattle -3.5. Tampa coming.
Ooh.
Longest trip of the, like, that's a long way.
It's a long trip.
I mean, Mayfield's questionable now. I mean, he's going to play, but
the fact Bucky that Irvin
any kind of issue, Bucky Irving
maybe
out.
Mayfield.
I think he's definitely
he's not officially out. They say that there's a possibility he could play. It'll be determined Friday, but it's more likely he's going to be out than they did.
So I'm going to do the Seahawks.
It's not a bad pick, Gregory. Not a bad pick.
-3.5.
Scott, what you got?
I'm gonna have to do it. I'm gonna have to take the battle of the co-host here. I'm gonna have to pick a side.
Oh, man.
Do I go Joe or do I go Greg? Only -3.5. I think I gotta take Joe on this one.
Don't like you doing this.
It's interesting.
Joe over Greg.
It's interesting because, I mean, they got a good defense, and Saquon's been shut down. Broncos do have a good defense.
Yes. Yeah, but so you also have a good defense.
That's what I'm talking about.
Doesn't.
Yeah. I think that's a good. I think that's a number that is going to be close. I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah.
I don't have the confidence enough to go +3.5 for the Broncos. That's I was thinking about it, but Scott's going to go the Eagles. That's fine.
Eagles -3.5 against the Denver Broncos.
That's fine.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Well, cool. So, recap, we got Giants +1.5 for Joe, Elk Greg, Seahawks -3.5, Scott with Eagles -3.5, the Rams -8.5, and Scott, you going to do this parlay for those picks? Let's do it. I'm not going to be in North Carolina this weekend, or I would make that, but,
we'll parlay them on the internet.
Probably won't. Unless I go to the casino in Wisconsin, they do have sports book, but I don't think I'm going to get there before the weekend. Oh, and I think I got.
Well, imagine if Bucky's.
Thursday night's game. Thursday night's game. Yeah.
That's right.
So.
Alrighty. Disappointment.
Disappointment. Disappointment.
Disappointment.
Alrighty, disappointment. Try to make this as quick as I can. So, Saturday, had a big day planned for Saturday. Had people coming over for Georgia, Alabama. Was going to 3 taverns to get into some Oktoberfest brewskis. And was taking my sister to the airport. during the day, early in the morning. So, took my sister to the airport.
Did she have a ticket?
She had a ticket, yes. She didn't hide, get complained. took my sister to the airport, turned around, headed over to Publix so I could buy some wings to, you know, for the people coming over later. Driving back home, and I hear an odd sound. And I'm like, what could that be? What is that sound? What's going on, baby? And the next thing I know, oh, my whole car's rocking. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? Uh-uh. Oh, man, I'm flustered, but, you know, stay focused, stay calm, stay in control. Throw the turn signal on, get over, get on the shoulder of the highway. It's on 20, so the shoulder is not, you know, it's not like the biggest shoulder, so I'm nervous to jump out of the car because I ain't trying to be one of those instances where, oh, he caught a flat tire and he went to check it or change it and got hit by another car. So I was waiting. I was keeping my eye open to see, you know, when there would be a little extra room where I could jump out and get a good look at the car. Eventually, I do. My driver front tire just imploded. Just exploded. Like, it's... I didn't catch a flat. The tire just combusted. I'll put the picture in the Discord now. I've been waiting.
Well, you heard a noise, so there was a warning, which means it was probably came apart, and then
yeah, it came apart, and then it just fucking deteriorated. So then I'm sitting on the side of the road, and I was heading home to pick up Ariel to go to Three Taverns, so we could chill at Three Taverns for a bit. And then come back and do everything for everybody coming over. So now I'm like, you know, it's going to be like an hour and a half. Not really taking us too far off, whatever. The fucking tow truck took like almost 2 hours to get there. And I was like, damn. Finally got there. Took me. So then I think I didn't get home until like if I dropped Judy off at 1.
Jerry?
I was on my way back at like 1:30, so I don't think I get back home until like 4. So then we go to Three Taverns, running in out of Walmart. We don't get to really enjoy Three Taverns in the way that, you know, could have had like multiple beers. So we just had to take like, we got a big Stein, and then we got two small pours, and then they had a pop-up burger shop that was there that had some really good burgers. So we got burgers. Ate, ran into Walmart, got some things, came back home, finished cleaning up. And then I'll get to the next part of it. But, yeah, my car's tire just disintegrating was my disappointment. Try to derail me.
What was the age of the tire? Was it worn?
It wasn't newer. But it wasn't, I don't think it's that old. The problem is, like I've said a million times in Atlanta, I feel like I'm going through tires at least every 2 years. Like, but I'm getting used tires. I don't have the money to just drop $600 on getting all new tires.
Yeah, but if you spend enough on getting the 2 year tires, if you just spent the money to get the one brand new tire,
I know, but
it might have been the same amount of money.
When you got it.
Do you have a spare in that car, Joe?
So the problem with the spare, Scotty, is the fact that a nail was in the passenger front tire, if you remember, right before the wedding. That was another disappointment. So when that happened, had to put the spare on. And then when we were doing everything for the wedding, we were using my car to like bring all the supplies to the venue. So I took my spare and put it in Ariel's car to have more space in the trunk.
It's a bad place for a spare.
So spare was not in the car. Also, I didn't want to change it on the side of the road because, like I said, I didn't want to be his tire on the highway.
Yeah, get on that flatbed and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, for sure. Like get the fuck out of here.
Too bad it was 2 hours, though.
Yeah, sucks. No, it was wicked.
I have a disappointment, shockingly. Much like Joe in his last story, I also ran to Walmart on
just on Thursday. The Discord.
On Thursday, I felt a little tickle in my nose, a little drainage in the back of my throat. So I said, you know what? Let me pop a COVID test. It's 'tis the season. Sure enough, that line was bright, positive, instant positive.
Damn.
Luckily, it's been nothing really. I got some Paxlovid, and I had like a little stuffy nose for like 2 or 3 days. That was about it. Hopefully, it doesn't come back. Hopefully, I'll get a little bounce back.
It always doesn't bounce back. I feel like it always bounces back. Did you have symptoms other than the initial symptoms, or like if you hadn't attested, would you have just gone through it as a cold and been like, eh?
Yeah, I would assume that I wasn't like actually sick. I would assume that was like allergies or something if I didn't test. If I don't know if the Paxlovid actually worked or if it's just a mild case, but I guess we'll find out. And I tested before the show, and it's a very faint line. I'm almost negative again.
Ooh, almost nice. Negative.
Almost invisible.
That's good to know.
Happy to hear you're doing better. Well, you didn't really feel any symptoms anyways.
That's why I missed the show, because I had COVID, I guess. That's why.
Nah, it's not true, because you just said you didn't test until Thursday. The show was on Tuesday.
Yeah, but I was feeling it. Like I said, I was feeling real bad on Wednesday.
Feel like excuses.
I think he saw some patterns on his arm, and he was like, "I'm half demon," and I had to cover that up. But I didn't want to show
it. I'm going
on the show.
up.
And he said, "I can beat your
low lives, low life."
I got something to say.
You may reverse
at the Jen
Carey
Instagram,
Florida.
DTR in the Discord.
DTR in Discord.
People.
Bad bunny. Kyle on Discord. Disappointment. Every time I take a big trip, I realize how out of shape I am and promise I'll be better next time, and then it doesn't happen. Couple stops at Bucky's, couple stops at Wawa, and then...
Canute commented on that. Something about one of his teachers or something said this round was a shape. I don't know. Anyway.
I go, it's Rans a shite.
He does have a highbrow Knut on the Discord. Disappointment after doing a huge cleanup, realizing how much time, effort, and resources I've squandered on little side projects for no reward. It's called
kind of side projects
home ownership, bro.
Whoa. No reward. Almost had me there. I was going to say, don't call him gay. Let's get encouraged.
Homeowner.
Stories that make us feel happy.
So, outside of the part where my tire exploded, pretty good weekend. Friday night, me and Ariel went to a baseball game and then hung out with some of her church friends. The Saturday... went to 3 taverns. People came over for the game. Watched the game. That was pretty fun. Pretty cool. Dope to hang out with her friends. They were cool. It's funny when you meet people in a certain setting and you have a perception of them. And you're kind of like, I'm very standoffish a lot of times. So I'm like, eh, I mean, that guy's all right. Like, you know, and then you sit with them. And that's why I say, like, I don't like going to places with loud noises and whatnot, because you don't really get a full scope of people. So when her friend, all the friends are, they're dudes from when she grew up. It's 3 of them. Put your eyes down. And her sister came over. And it was like, oh, like 2 of them are married. One of them is the guy we just went to his wedding. And then the other one is like one of their friends they've known since like they were babies, literally. Like they were in the nursery at the same church together, again, apparently. But it was like, oh shit, y'all all like football? Oh, y'all all played football? Oh snap. So y'all like know what y'all talk. So we could like have a real conversation. Oh, this is nice. Like, there's so many people podcast I've met in Atlanta that just don't watch sports, didn't play sports. I'm like, man, this is weird. Then I'm like, oh, these guys are cool, man.
Yeah, were they D1 though?
They were not D1. So that's why they won't be on the pod. Not D1. But and then Sunday, Eagles beat the Bucks. That was great. Eagles beat the Bucks. We went over to Errol's mom's house, had a good time over there. And then I went to watch one battle after another, which was pretty fantastic. So solid, solid.
How was that movie?
Very nice.
It was great.
I want to see it. I do. Maybe there's a AMC and I forget what it's called. A neighboring town to Watertown. Anyway,
you made it to Cootery Board tonight.
My encouragement is
Cootery Board.
Charcuterie board. Made a charcuterie board tonight. Charcuterie. So we can watch some Love is Blind.
Noise.
Is there a new season?
Yeah, a new season dropped today.
So my encouragement is, as you know, the reason we did last week's podcast on Tuesday is because I was going to the airport to pick up my sister on a Wednesday evening. And she came into town. We've been having a good time. We went up to the cabin Friday morning. Stayed till Monday morning, but on Saturday we drove to Helen, Georgia. If you recall, Kendra and I went to Helen, Georgia last October for Oktoberfest because it's a little German town. It's a German town.
This scratched my vacation for Joe's wedding in Helen, Georgia. If you know what I mean.
But we went with my sister this time, and we had a great time at the Oktoberfest festivities in Helen, Georgia. So that was a lot of fun. Chilling at the cabin. My sister seemed to
enjoy. Did you smash any nails?
Didn't smash any nails. I know what you're referring to, but did not. What's that called? I forget what it's called. Kendra
would know. Nails fogging.
Something like that. But so
did you smash any broads? You smash any broads?
Smash some pitchers of beer, some steins, some smash some brats.
Were they like relief or starting?
Had like four different types of sausage, sauerkraut.
Would you like some sausage?
Potatoes, German like potato sausage, salad. Sausage. Lots of beer. Like
sausage.
Twas a wonderful day.
Are you guys fan of the Oktoberfest beers?
Yes.
Yes.
We were drinking the Hofbräu
and the pumpkin beers.
Oktoberfest, which is imported from Munich.
Ooh.
But there's some good Oktoberfest out there. Yingling has a good Oktoberfest. Sam Adams, good Oktoberfest. But the actual German ones.
I had a really bad pumpkin beer a couple weeks ago.
I don't think I've ever had a good pumpkin beer.
No, there's some good pumpkin. Southern Tier has a really good pumpkin beer. What was the one I had the other day? Let me see if I can find it on Untappd.
Yeah, dude, would you like some pumpkin?
Public service announcement, stay away from this beer. Keep going, Greg. Sorry.
I'm done. I'm taking my sister to the airport tomorrow morning. Bright and early, so there you go. Had a great trip. I think she enjoyed it as well. She got to hang out with some other family here as well while she was here. Got to spend time with our dog, Bentley.
It was so bad. Bentley
loves her. So that's going to do it for our encouragements. How about some low life highlights? Sing it, Joe.
Low life.
Can I get
high?
Can I get high?
Southern Tier Pumpkin is fantastic.
That's
pumpkin
very beer. Good. Yes, that's very good beer.
Kyle on the Discord, encouragement. One battle after another lived up to the hype, as Joe mentioned as well.
Joe, did you see that one?
Yeah, I did see it, Scotty. One battle after another.
Hey, Squiggle on Discord. What did you think about it? Encouragement. Gonna be at the Kraken game tonight, Snake.
Oh, preseason game. I think he told us about this many moons ago. Happy that it's finally taking off, too. Hybrid Canoe in the Discord. Encouragement. A great weather and throwing out lots of crap I've been storing for years for no purpose.
Yeah, for, it originally just put great weather and then later did a second.
I thought so.
Throwing out lots of crap.
I was like, wait, I swear I just
saw. So I combined them into one. What is it? Mrs. Hate. What was the start of that?
Hey guys, this is
Mrs. Hate. On the Discord. Encouragement.
Hey celebrating nine.
Yep. Celebrating 19 years together with my favorite person and James. Still madly in love with you. Hate Squiggle.
Hey now. 19 years.
Congratulations. 19 years.
Crazy.
What was that?
Those crazy kids.
Like child
2000?
Lovers. Child lovers. High school sweethearts.
Child lovers. They were child lovers.
That was not what I wanted to say.
That was crazy.
Okay, you know the thing about them. Child loving high school.
I'm trying to think of how old I was 19 years ago. So 20 years ago, I'd been 11.
Dang.
2005?
One more year on that, it'd be 12. Wow.
Well, you guys.
I thought they got married like when we started the Zoom. No?
What? They were definitely married when we started.
They were high school sweethearts.
Hmm.
They had like kids already.
Kid lovers.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Greg couldn't remember.
What did we learn this week?
I learned
that Joe needs to get better used tires.
We'll see. I learned about the guy who hijacked the plane and tried to do a barrel roll and didn't make it out.
Didn't.
Hey, he went out having fun. That's all that matters.
Did not make it to the other side.
You think they'll like give me a job? If I can pull this off?
I'm going to jail for a long time, ain't I?
I learned about the great Stoppinopolis.
It's a great city.
Cool Stoppinopolis.
One of those tourist traps with it's just made out of stop signs. It's called Stoppinopolis.
George Stoppinopolis for sure.
All right, Greg, take us
well,
out.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for listening to another episode of A New Low. You can find on social media we're A New Low Pod on all of that stuff. Please review
happy
our
Halloween.
Podcast. Shop.anewlow.co for the merch. Listen to the other shows. Who does a podcast? Cheers for the press box. And apparently, occasionally, Misbehavior Journal Club. If I left anything else out, or anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anewlow.co. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's been a rad, rad world.
A new low, a new low, where every heart can show. Find your peace, let troubles go. Join us now, the journey's slow.
You have to let AI make the lyrics, Greg. You could have done something.
I want the good stuff back.
I wanted to see what they'd come up with. And based on the prompt, I'm pretty surprised how well it turned out.
Greg, I know you don't think it. I think you did better than AI. You're both your intros and outros.
Oh, I know. Far superior. A lot more work, though.